This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Quick programming note, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know we're covering CES 2018. Be sure to check back all week for the latest from the annual Consumer Electronics Show event. We will recap it all. Amid all the tech hype this week, a crucial test for esports as we know it. Will Activision Blizzard's Overwatch League prove it's ready for prime time? A look at the latest from esports, but first, these tech headlines. Apple faces new questions on battery performance. In a letter to CEO Tim Cook, which was reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, the Senate Commerce Committee Senator John Thune asked specifically how Apple has tracked customer complaints of performance and if Apple has explored offering rebates to customers who paid full price for a battery replacement before the company offered discounted rates last month. WSJ's CIO Journal says artificial intelligence is learning self-doubt. Researchers at Uber and Alphabet are modifying two deep learning frameworks to handle probability. According to MIT's Technology Review, injecting a bit of self-doubt would allow AI programs to measure their confidence in a particular decision, an approach that could prove useful with self-driving cars and other autonomous machines. And one item making big waves at CES 2018, the luggage of the future. The self-driving suitcase is here and wants to follow you around the airport. At least that's the plan. The Wall Street Journal's tech columnist extraordinaire Joanna Stern took two connected carry-on bags for a test drive and found that the self-driving bags still have some significant baggage of their own. For more, head to WSJ.com/tech. And for all the latest CES 2018 coverage, the journal's Joanna Stern, Wilson Rothman, and Katie Binley are wading through it all to provide readers with a glimpse of brilliant, necessary, and or totally crazy technologies to come. Check it all out at WSJ.com and check back with the podcast this week for even more coverage. Coming up, what the Overwatch video game League launch means for esports. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So, Activision Blizzard's Overwatch video game League just launched Wednesday night, to be exact. By wrapping video game contests in formats sports fans can appreciate, Activision Blizzard hopes it eventually can build a franchise that mirrors the success of professional athletics. Let's get the latest. Joining us now in studio with more is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman.
Hello.
Can you just catch anyone out of the loop up really quick? Now, this is a shooter game.
Sure, it's a cartoonish shooter game. Six players competing against another team of six players. They're controlling characters that each have unique abilities, and they're playing across a variety of maps as opposed to a field like a baseball diamond.
It's different, right? And there's a lot of anticipation with this specific game, and they're kind of saying it could prove to be a moment of sorts as to whether esports can prove it can hang with traditional video games. Now, is that where the stakes are with this release?
Well, Activision Blizzard is taking a different approach than what we've seen so far in esports, in that it's trying to broaden the appeal of esports to casual gamers and even people who don't play video games. They're trying to treat it like a spectator sport like baseball or football. What they're trying to do in terms of treating it as a sport is make it into something, if you don't necessarily play it, you can still enjoy watching people compete at it.
That's the angle, right? What is it doing now that the stakes are what they are? What is Activision Blizzard saying it's going to do to make sure people watch these competitions?
Sure. Well, they're going to be watching the competitions both live in this case for year one in a studio. But in the future, it'll be treated like traditional sports where the New York team will have competitions in New York and people can go out and watch them just like they go out to see the New York Yankees. And there's two teams in Los Angeles and a team in Shanghai, etc. And then you can also watch the games online. Activision struck a deal with Twitch. And because Overwatch is not like a traditional sport, there's no ball. And like I said earlier, there's not a single playing field like a baseball diamond. There's all these different maps. They're really trying to make it spectator friendly. And they've brought in people from traditional sports broadcasting. And they'll have commentators, which in the esports world are called shoutcasters. They'll have stats, all those sorts of things to try and make it as easiest as possible for people to follow.
So the ambition is clearly there. Where is the concern at, though? If you're an Activision Blizzard investor, what might be concerning you with moves that are in motion right now?
The concern is that they've been on a growth streak. Their stock price has been going up, up, up. If this doesn't work out, certainly the stock price could take a hit because esports is built into that, and to some extent, we're not really clear how much. It's not going to be a massive blow. Activision Blizzard is not going to close their doors if this league doesn't work out. But it's the difference between the game becoming an esport the way we know esports today, where it has a following among people who play video games, to what their ambitions are which are to make it into a main, more of a mainstream sport. They're trying to professionalize it, and the long-term goal is that, as the commissioner of Overwatch told me, it will be just as common in the future to take your family to an Overwatch game as it is to a Major League Baseball game today. So if that is their ambition, and they're putting certainly a lot of money into marketing it, and they've hired, like I said, staff from traditional sports to work on the broadcasting aspect of it, and they've invested in practice facilities for the teams this year since they're all competing out of Los Angeles. Certainly, they're putting a lot of time, money, and effort into making this something really, really big. So if it doesn't work out, the stock could take a hit. It could put a damper on other esports endeavors that are underway by other companies. Take-Two, for example, is building an esports league with the National Basketball Association. So it could have an impact on the broader ecosystem that mm-hmm. might not be so great. It might just say esports is something that's going to stick with a gaming audience and not necessarily branch out to your mom, my mom, or your neighbor.
Right.
But then again, it also may still happen just with another game. It may not be Overwatch. It may be some other game we haven't thought of, or PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is a game that's getting a lot of traction. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if these are the ambitions, and whether or not goals are achieved remains to be seen. It could take Activision, you know, it could take it much higher. If it goes really well and it does become a mainstream sport, perhaps their stock price could go up, up, up.
The climate might be right for it, right? You know, because the climate is changing in this world.
It just may take a long time because it's right now the people who are playing the game are younger generation mostly.
Exactly.
They've grown up in this kind of world, and for them it's second nature. You know, think 20 years from now when they have their own kids, they're all going to have grown up playing this sort of thing.
Right.
And now, you know, baseball didn't become baseball as we know it today overnight. Esports may not, you know, evolve into something anywhere that big right away. And I don't think Activision Blizzard has any expectations of overnight massive success. This is something they're looking for the long term. So we have to be patient and see how it goes. But certainly we want to have a good start mm-hmm. and we want to see viewership climb rather than go the opposite direction.
Some good perspective to leave on. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
For more on the Overwatch League's coverage, head to WSJ.com/tech. You can also check out the latest CES 2018 coverage. We are piling in the features and videos at WSJ.com. You want to make sure you check it all out. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. If you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.